Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Laura, I wasn't sure if you were there quite yet, so we appreciate you coming in last minute to talk about this, and especially with the app, what's going on. And so can you take us through, first of all, can you update us on what's happening right now as far as, let's start here, about illegals coming into this country?
Yes, well, the numbers are way down under Trump, and that's a good thing. He's doing exactly what he promised. With respect to the app, this is something that CBP rolled out in the fall of 2020 for customs purposes. It was for trucks to have their cargo inspected and kind of to make an appointment ahead of time with CBP. So then the Biden administration comes in, opens the border, and the numbers of encounters at the border skyrocket. And when the optics were getting bad, Alejandro Mayorkas, then Secretary of Homeland Security, created a shell game. And he told would-be illegal aliens, stop crossing the border between the ports of entry, use this new CBP Mobile One application, make an appointment at a port of entry, and we will mass parole you into the country. And what he was doing was completely bypassing the visa process or the refugee admissions program, and basically scheduling illegal entries. So then he could say, look, the numbers between the ports have dropped. But it was just a shell game. It was completely deceitful, and it was one of the many reasons he was impeached for it.
Yeah, and so when we think about, and I know that in the past you've said there is a pathway, how we, you know, do deport as many as 10 million illegals from this country. A lot of people said, that's crazy. This is rhetoric. This is ridiculous. There are some pundits in the media who say, well, that's ridiculous. There aren't 10 or 20 million people who came here illegally. So I just, you know, as somebody who, you know, you're the former director of border security and immigration, I just wonder, Laura Reese, if you could take us through that. First of all, the numbers who are here, the numbers being deported, and is it possible to deport that many millions of people who came here illegally?
Sure. Well, with respect to the numbers, pre-Biden, the number of estimated illegal aliens residing here was always 11 million, year after year after year after year, which made many people question that number. Like, how can it not budge? Go up or down every year. And one study put out by Yale in 2018, 2019, estimated that maybe it was really more around 20 million illegal aliens. Again, this is pre-Biden. Now, during the Biden administration, CBP reported that it encountered 11 million inadmissible aliens during those 4 years. And Secretary Mayorkas admitted that they were processing into the country at one point at least 85% of those encounters. When you add to that another at least 2 million known gotaways, people who evaded the Border Patrol, then we're talking another 10, 11 million just during the Biden years. And so if you take the pre-Biden number of 11 million, you add another 11 million, we're at least 20 million living here illegally estimated. That doesn't even account for the known gotaways.
And so what do you, from your perspective, which is a unique perspective, Laura, can you take us through this argument about using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798? It was last used World War II. We think of, you know, and all we hear about is Japanese internment camps. And that seems to be the conversation, the talking point that CNN and MSNBC and all these more left-leaning networks, obviously, that they're debating. So first of all, I want to point out the bias in media when that's happening, number one. And number two, the effort to deport these individuals on a flight, and then the battle with the judge now, as that's what the media seems to be focusing, not the fact that we have these alleged like hundreds of dangerous people in this country and that we got them out of here.
Right. So the Alien Enemies Act, it passed in 1798, and it was to prepare for an invasion by France when they were in the throes of their French Revolution. It is still the law. We used it again during the War of 1812 and, as you said, during both world wars. It has repeatedly passed scrutiny by the Supreme Court. Now, the key text of that language says it is for when the U.S. is in a declared war or when any invasion or predatory incursion is perpetrated, attempted, or threatened against a U.S. territory by any foreign nation or government. Now, we don't have a declared war, but think, you know, how often do we have declared wars these days?
Mm-hmm.
Our enemies don't operate the way opponents' enemies did in 1800s or even the early 1900s. They're not wearing uniforms of, and they're not invisible formations. It's much more guerrilla tactics, if you will, in terms of coming across the border, disappearing, smuggling, trafficking, bringing drugs, knowing after creating the fentanyl in Mexico that it is going to kill hundreds of thousands of Americans. Mexico, Venezuela, working with China for this intent to disrupt and to kill Americans. And so this is a new theory, and it will need to be decided by the courts.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not a stretch to say when the Maduro regime from Venezuela works with Trinidad Agua, the Venezuelan criminal gang, to send people to the U.S. to kill, to maim, to commit violence, it is a plausible argument to say that, yes, they are alien enemies, and what the law allows is to be to summarily apprehend them, restrain them, and remove them as alien enemies of this country.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
And so the pushback when I just monitor all the different media, the way this is being reported, the pushback from, you know, alleged independent journalists at CNN. The pushback number one is that, well, this is not an argument in court. We don't have court documents to show that these individuals, these hundreds of individuals, are actually charged or evidence that they're convicted of these dangerous crimes or that they're violent criminals. That's one of the pushbacks. The other one is that this is just an illegal action that's based on politics and not because these people are really criminals.
Well, in terms of evidence, I mean, you can see in the video, mm-hmm. these guys have the gang tattoos, et cetera. And the Trump administration is not going to waste their precious resources to do this for someone who's not the worst of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do believe there is plenty of evidence as to who they have removed. In terms of legality, the president declared Trinidad Agua as a terrorist organization, and he has declared the Alien Enemies Act to apply to Trinidad Agua. He did that on March 15th, and it was after that this group of approximately 250 gang members were removed from the country. And that is what this statute allows. It is summarily the ability to summarily remove people versus issuing them a notice to appear before an immigration judge and that court process taking years and the alien claiming, well, you can't send me back to Venezuela, I'll be persecuted and tortured, et cetera, and dragging it out. That is what the left wants, and that is not what the American people want. They want these violent criminals removed immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I know that people have to ask questions about it, but it just seems like there's so much bias by omission, you know, involved in this issue because they're all focusing on, oh, the civil rights of these individuals are being violated, you know. And look, I value civil rights. I know you do, too. But it does defy common sense. And I think it's another reason that the ratings at some of these networks have gone down. And as well, look at the poll numbers for Democrats. I mean, I'm reporting live from Philadelphia, right, where we have this crime issue. I also think, I don't know your take on this, but I also think in many ways, in communities where there's a lot of violence and gang violence and drugs, I think that in a lot of communities like Philadelphia, they go, well, maybe this has been part of the problem that's supersizing our violence here. It kind of gives people maybe an excuse to push the reset button. I don't know, Laura. I think that it's a very bad look for Democrats and liberal media right now.
Yeah, the fact that they are defending suspected killer of Lake and Riley, for example, and a lot of other violence in Colorado and elsewhere, it defies logic. But that's fine. If that's the hill they want to die on, go for it. And yes, you're right. It is very possible that their presence, Trinidad Agua, in the various cities, has emboldened other criminals to act violently. We did not have this gang in the U.S. before Joe Biden took office. This is a new criminal gang that has descended upon our country, and we already had enough bad gangs, whether it was MS-13 or others, to deal with. So Americans, the public, are fed up with it. That's why they voted the way they did in November, and they asked President Trump to thoroughly enforce the law and get illegal aliens out of here, and that's what he's doing.
Real quick, final few seconds, Laura Reese, Director of Border Security and Immigration Center at the Heritage Foundation. Your take on that USS Gravely, I talked about it yesterday, this huge Navy destroyer. What's the point of this, naval destroyer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't been tracking on that one.
Okay, that's all right. They had deployed that one to, in essence, be in the Gulf of America, and it was part of the whole, you know, show of force, I think, as far as to our southern border and all of that. So, listen.
It's good to see such military presence, whether that's at our southern land border, but also in the waters.
Yes.
It does send the right message to not just would-be illegal aliens, traffickers, smugglers, but also to our governments in the neighborhood that we are serious about securing our borders, and they need to step up to secure their borders and stop treating the U.S. like a doormat in terms of taking in their illegal aliens and sending remittances back home, foreign aid, and you name it. So these governments need to step up and act like good neighbors.
Laura Reese, thank you. Until next time, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.